John 20, the empty tomb. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running. She came running to Peter and Simon and the other disciples, the one that Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the stripes lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Peter and Simon came along behind him and went straight to the womb, to the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciples who reached the tomb also went inside. He saw and believed. They did not understand from the scripture that Jesus has risen from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Verse 11. Jesus appears to Magdalene. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look in the tomb, and she saw two angels dressed in white, seated where Jesus' body, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They've taken my Lord away," she said. "I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she didn't realize it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him." Jesus said, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni, Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold me. Do not hold me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. I am ascending to my Father and your Father, Mary, and your Father who's listening, to my God and your God." Mary went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." She told them this, and she told him what he had said to her. Jesus appears to the disciples. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the door locked with fear of the Jewish leaders. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and the sides. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Verse 21, again, Jesus said, "Peace, peace, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. I am sending you. I am sending you. You that is listening, God is saying, I am sending you." And with the breath, with that, he breathed on them. And he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Verse 23, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Go in peace.